We're joined at the media center by our number one qualifier in pro stock, Erica Enders, 6.625 at 207.59 miles per hour. She has one win this season, one runner-up, but has yet to record a number one position. Erica, are you guys starting to find a handle on that car, and are you pleased with the progression that you're seeing it make?
Yeah, I definitely am. I mean, Jeg and I now have some race cars. We debuted them at Houston. I was able to go to the final there, runner-up, and then win the next race in Charlotte. So the more time we have these cars, the better we're going to get with them, with Rick and Ricky Jones, Mark Ingersoll, and Lump, all four of our crew chiefs. They obviously work really hard at it, so I'm excited. I'm just actually thrilled to have a car that's competitive that you're able to drive to the winner's circle on Sunday.
How much has that helped your confidence going into even Friday, when even on a Q1 or Q2?
Confidence is huge. I mean, and we have radios in our car, right? So I feed off of my crew chiefs, and I can hear the confidence back in their voice, which in turn gives me confidence. And I worry about less, because we're at a point where every time I let the clutch out, I had no idea what was going to happen, if we were going to shake, if we were going to jump the guard wall, if I was going to run over the Christmas tree. Like, it just, we didn't know what was going to happen. We had struggled for so long. So to have the confidence back, it's going to take a little bit of time to get it like it was in 14 and 15, but it's awesome. It's a big step in the right direction.
Erica, has anything changed being the top qualifier going into the Saturday?
Well, I mean, it's definitely cool. It's been 3 years since 2015 that we had a number one qualifying position. Granted, it's just Friday. We have all day tomorrow to go through. But I'm really proud of my team, and Heartland Park holds special memories in my heart, because it was the site of my first number one qualifier of my career back in 2006. So it's kind of cool, fun memory. And then in 15, we were able to win here. So hopeful for a long weekend. I know we're going to battle some weather tomorrow, but I think it's going to be late enough that we can get two shots in, and hopefully our Elite Motorsports smelling performance car can stay on top.
How badly do you want a round one race against Richard Freeman?
Well, my team owner, Richard Freeman, he's driving this weekend, and I think it would be all in good fun. I mean, he's quite the character, as most of you know, and absolutely the reason for my success behind the wheel, and I'm super proud of him. He's done a really good job. He's not putting great numbers up on the scoreboard, but the most important thing is that he keeps having fun and keeps racing so we can keep driving. But it would definitely be a fun round one matchup, and you could bet there would be a lot of crap talking going on.
You had a couple of seasons where you could do no wrong, and then you had a couple of seasons where nothing went right, and now when you finally settle back into this groove, how many runs and how many races did it take for you to...
Sorry, Bobby. It's Richard. Shocking.
How many races did it take for you to say, boy, that thunderstorm's behind us?
Well, I mean, it definitely still haunts a little bit. It rears its ugly head at times. After our win in Charlotte, we went to the next race and I lost first round to my teammate Jeg. So it's just one of those deals. This field is so tight and so competitive. Every week when we show up at a racetrack, there are 10 cars that are capable of being in the winner's circle. So, you know, the success that we had for those 2 years made those 2 years worth of valleys, like, really excruciating. But the climb back, as challenging as it was full of a lot of lessons. And the coolest one was that I learned how strong we actually are. I mean, I have my same core group of guys. Do you know how many people quit when it gets as tough as what we went through? And I got my people, and that's what matters the most.
But losing to Jeg, that's not exactly a valley kind of thing, right?
No. Yeah, I was talking about 2016 and 2017 were valleys. But, no, if I can't turn the win light on, I absolutely want my teammates, Jeg, Vincent, or Alex, to win. So it wasn't a bad day. Yeah. And one of our Elite Performance powered cars were in the winner's circle at the end of the day. So that's all that matters. Bigger picture.
Perfect.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Yeah.